Shalom, Israel. It's your brother, Rajai, coming back at you again. Always being led by the Spirit, bringing the words of the Most High through scriptures. I want to say shalom to the one-third of Israel, the house of Israel that are keeping God's laws and commandments to their best ability. I say shalom to you. And to the Akim, priests and apostles, teaching the word in truth and sincerity out in the highways and byways, raising up by 144,000 elect. I say shalom to you and to the avid listeners of the show, of the podcast. I say shalom to you that are being edified through this podcast. So as always, you know, pre-show, I like to give a description of why this podcast was created for my new listeners. And it's solely created for the purpose to edify a nation of people, the so-called Blacks, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indians, Latinos, Mexicans, under our captivity, and that we understand who we are, repent to the Most High, and we are the chosen seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, while we're God's chosen people, that we return to the Most High, keep His laws and commandments, right? And practice these righteous acts throughout our captivity, so that we get delivered into the kingdom. So, basically, just for edification purposes of our people, to understand that we're chosen people of God, you know, above all nations. So, and understanding who we are and knowing who we are as a people, and you know, we can understand, you know, our salvation and what's next for us. By keeping these laws and commandments. So with that being said, as always, I appreciate you guys tuning in to the show. Today, I wanted to speak on and bring out scriptures that how your body is a temple for the service of the Lord. You know, I noticed some things that were going on, and even before I got into truth, you know, I could see how things, how the way we live, you know, as a nation of people, that we don't glorify the Most High, you know, through our bodies, meaning that our bodies are a sacrifice, a living sacrifice. So every day we need to consider the things that we're doing, you know, putting in our bodies, as well as being a bodily reputation, you know, like the church, and bringing out the truth and keeping these laws and commandments. So knowing and practicing the laws and commandments help us to stay, you know, in the spirit and increase in the spirit, so that we can be, like I said, the living sacrifices of the Most High, so that He can use us to praise, you know, to praise His name. So I wanted to jump right in to scripture with 1 Corinthians 6:19. And it says, "What? Know ye that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own." Slakia. Right? So we're saying that our bodies belong to the Most High, and they're not our own. I was giving this example earlier, that how our bodies are similar, well, not similar, but a similitude of, you know, when someone has a car, right? So the Most High is the owner. So the owner, right? Let's say a car dealer or a person that owns a car, you know, rents out the car or lets a person, another person drive that car, right? That person is to take care of that car. They're not supposed to, you know, be driving all crazy, crashing it up, you know, smashing it, you know, totaling it and then bringing it back to the owner, you know, because that car is not that person who's driving it, right? That's the owner's car. So in similitude, we have to take care of our bodies, right? You know, for the work of the Lord, for the service of the Most High. So that means the things that we're eating, you know, the dietary laws, you know, on a carnal level and also on a spiritual level. We need to feed our spirit with this, with the Holy Bible, with these scriptures, and keeping the laws and commandments, right? Be out there and preaching and teaching on the byways. If you're just coming into the truth, you know, we all start somewhere. So whatever service you can be to the Lord, we have to be that. We have to study in these scriptures, do our research, you know, pray on the Most High, pray that the Spirit, you know, the Holy Ghost reveals to us, you know, understanding. so that we're able to break certain things down. We're able to give an understanding to our nation and people and understand for our own selves that the spirit is bearing witness, right? So it's the same thing. Our bodies are holy unto the Lord, right? And the spirit dwells in us. So we can't have none of these worldly things going out here practicing worldly things and doing worldly things, smoking cigarettes, eating swine, eating seafood, things like that. Those are dietary laws on the carnal level that we're commanded not to do. And as far as the spiritual level, you know, things we're going out doing, you know, as far as going out partying and the people we're hanging around with, you know, that all affects our spirit. So we have to be around learned men. We have to be around, you know, people of the Lord, keeping these laws and commandments, that we get correction, you know, guiding our steps as we grow in the faith and the spirit. So that's required, you know. So that's what that verse is saying. What? Let me read again. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. So again, the body that our spirit dwells in is, you know, it's not our own. So we have to glorify the Most High, right? By keeping these laws and commandments, practicing, you know, the righteous acts, and growing in the spirit, all right? 1 Corinthians 6:20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, right? Again, you know, there's that saying that our body is not our own. So it's not do what you want to do. It's not go out here with the fornication and the adultery and all these simple things of nature and defile the temple. The commandments are, you know, to get into these scriptures, to keep the laws, to follow them to our best ability so that the spirit will increase, so that God can use us to glorify his name when we go out there in the streets and highways and byways to teach, to bring our brethren back into the truth. You know, we have to be the living example. Every day we have to take up our cross. Every day we have to be a sacrificial living, be a living sacrifice to the world, right? We're not going to be glorified in the world, but through the Most High, you know, who the Holy Spirit, you know, dwells in us. Again, 1 Corinthians 6:20, for ye are bought with a price. So what that means is that Yahweh Shai, who the world in me calls Jesus Christ, when he died for our sins, that was the price he paid. So we no longer, our blood is not required, no longer. You know, we did the sacrificial laws where we would, you know, make burnt offerings and sacrifice of, you know, animals. But those laws are done away with, you know, because it says right here, right? For ye are bought with a price. So Yahweh Shai, who the world calls ignorantly Jesus Christ, paid for our sins for the nation of Israel, you know, and the nation of Israel only. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, right? So always be focusing on your thoughts, the things you're saying, right? The energy and what you're putting out there, because the mouth, right, the tongue is a very dangerous weapon. So you have to use it in the service of the Lord. You know, you can't be talking wickedness, talking wickedly, talking lies and deceit and all these other things and be glorifying the Lord, because that's an abomination. And we know through scripture and reading in the Bible that, you know, our tongue is to be held back a lot of times, you know, when we say things, because that brings power. So those things have to be righteous things. And it should, you know, to be truthful with you, everything that comes out of our mouths, right? Everything we speak should be, you know, concerning the Most High, concerning the words of this Bible, you know, if truth be told. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of harlots? God forbid. So Paul is saying in here, right, that our bodies are the members of the church, right? So contrary to belief, when you have these pastors out here, you know, building these churches, and these churches that are out here leading the congregation astray, you know, because they come in here, they do the tidings, right? And all these things that are not, they're not teaching the laws to God's chosen people. They're not teaching those laws, but picking out verses and things that, you know, that they want to only stick to, saying that the Old Testament is done away with, the old laws are done away with, the New Testament, you know, that Jesus Christ loves everybody, you know, basically, and that the sins are done away with, and you can just pray for forgiveness. They're teaching a false doctrine, because they're not telling you to keep these laws and commandments, that your body is holy. So they're saying, sin 6 days a week, but come back into the house of the Lord, which is really not the house of the Lord. The church is not the house. That temple is not the house of the Lord, you know? It's a den of thieves, right? Because you look at the people that's in there, you know, a bunch of sinners, people who are not keeping the commandments, but a lot of our people don't know to keep the commandments because that's not what they're preaching, right? They're not in there telling us that, you know, when Yahweh Shah said, you have to keep these laws forever, right? They don't tell you that. Next verse, 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Right. So the fornication, you know, spiritually that you commit, going into other doctrines, right? Not keeping these laws and commandments. That fornication, and you're allowing the views and the teachings of this world to guide you and be your faith. That's the spiritual fornication, because your temple is being corrupted, it's being defiled. You're allowing these things to reside in your spirit, and saying you accept these things in the world, you know. And there's some wicked stuff going on out here. These wicked laws that are being passed, pedophilia, LBGG, you know, all these laws that are saying, you know, in this nation, right? Babylon the Great, which is, you know, total chaos and wickedness and destruction, according to God in God's eyes. You know, this is a dwelling of pure lust, sinfulness, fornication, adultery, all those things that are abomination in the Lord's eye. It, those things, those spirits, those vibrations, those laws live in the USA, live in the United States of Babylon the Great. Right? And so, you know, that's what this verse is dealing with. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication is, he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. So these things that we're accepting in the society and the law that they're passing, we're accepting that is a fornication spiritually to our own body, right? We need to get back to the scriptures. We need to return, repent to the Most High, keep these laws and commandments so that we can be cleansed, you know, because Yahweh Shai, who the world ain't even called Jesus Christ, died for our sins, for our nation and people. And we are the people, so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, similar Indian, are the people that, you know, Christ is coming for. He's not coming for these other nations. Let's jump to Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, an account of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. There we go again, spiritual service of worship. Paul is saying that our bodies are a living sacrifice, you know, pleasing unto the Most High. So when we keep these laws and commandments, understand that these things are pleasing to the Most High, you know, even in our captivity, right? We keep these laws and commandments, we read these scriptures, we study, we gather ourselves around our nation, the people, our brethren, and learn, you know, men in his word and truth and sincerity, that we can be amongst each other and learn and also grow in the spirit. You know, those things are pleasing in the Most High, you know, and out here being a living sacrifice, when we go teach and share the, you know, and share the words of the Most High, this Bible, right? When we go out there and teach it the way it's supposed to be taught, the way given understanding through the Holy Spirit, those things are pleasing to the Most High. And it says, therefore I urge you, Romans 12:1, therefore I urge you, brothers, on account of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. So we're required, we're said to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. So this is our duty in life, you know, spiritually, you know. You know, our bodies were given to us as you know, a temple for the Holy Spirit. So we have to understand that. We have to understand the things in this world, you know, that are being placed out there, and the vibrations and the laws and all these abominations are affecting us. Especially if we're not in the Word, if we're not in this truth, you know, they're defiling us. But we can return back to the Most High if you're hearing this podcast, or if you watch some of the YouTube videos that I've, you know, I've put out as well. You can get back in the Spirit, right? You can call upon the Most High and keep these laws and commandments. So once you enter into this truth, you know, it's now your obligation to be, you know, a sacrifice, a living sacrifice to the Most High, and our bodies are a temple, you know, representing, you know, that spiritual, you know, everyday sacrifice that we must go through our captivity and through this wickedness. But, you know, the Lord is our life. Let's jump to 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all things to the glory of God. Right. So whatever we do in this, you know, in this life as we're living, right, we're to do it for the glory of the Most High, spiritually and, you know, on a carnal level as well. You know, that we're to robot, we're to clothe ourselves in righteousness. And what that means is basically, you know, spiritually, this Bible is our clothing, you know, is our garment. So we have to, every day, as you know, carnally, if we dress ourselves every day, you know, on a carnal level too, you know, with the laws that are, you know, the dress laws that we're commanded, you know, to wear fringes and garments, you know, that nature, reminding us, you know, the 613 commandments, as well as, you know, women dressing, you know, moderately, adorning themselves in moderate apparel. So, you know, what you see today, a lot of people out there, you know, women are wearing pants and tights and things like that, showing off their body, right? That lustfulness, they're giving that vibration. You know, that's an abomination in the Most High's eye. It says that, you know, a man is supposed to dress in men apparel and women in women apparel. So the pants is a thing that a lot of our people don't know. The pants were not created for the woman. You know, women are to wear dresses, you know, moderate dress and moderate apparel, you know, and wrapped up so that they're not revealing their body. And as well as men are to wear their fringes, you know, their garments, you know, like they had back in the days. But a lot of our people don't know that. So it's very important that we are spiritually growing in this truth and to continue to read scriptures, because these things are revealed to us, you know. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord, Yahusha, giving thanks to God and the Father through him. So we praise the Most High through Yahusha, right? When we pray in the things that we're doing, you know, in the Spirit, we're giving praise through the Son, to the Most High. So, you know that Yahusha is that mediation between, you know, the Israelites and the Father. So we do these things, you know, through Yahusha, giving praise to the Father. So it says, and whatever you do in word and deed, so, you know, when we speak, right, or when we do things, right, that's what that's saying, do it all in the name of the Lord, Yahusha, do it all in the name of Christ. So we, you know, we bless our food, right, we thank the Most High, you know, for the things that we have, you know, it's honor and glory, that's righteousness, right? giving thanks to God through the Father, through him. And we pray in Yahweh Shah's name, in Christ's name, that God hears our prayers. So there's a lot of things, you know, once we get into this truth and start increasing in that spirit, there's a lot of things that we can do. You know, praying, teaching and spreading the word of the Most High, fasting, keeping our temples holy, right? So that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit dwells, you know, is able to dwell there and increase and not being polluted, you know, with the customs of this world. Next verse, 1 Peter 4:11. If anyone speaks, he should speak as one conveying the words of God, right? So when we speak, we got to speak out the Bible. Thus says the Lord, you know, it's required of us that we should speak these things because these things are holy. You know, these things are of spiritualness. So we're dealing on a spiritual level, you know, in a carnal, in our carnal bodies, in our carnal living, you know, spiritually, when we come out, you know, speaking these things through the Bible, you know, we're doing it in righteousness. If anyone serves, he should serve with strength. God supplies, right? So in anything that we do, pray upon the Most High that he gives us that strength and increases us, you know, both in spiritually and what we're doing worldly, you know, seeking ask for his guidance and, you know, things that, you know, we are doing in this earth, you know, and if we're praying in spirit, we're not, you know, asking for things, you know, to increase for us in this nation, because we know, you know, through prophecy that this nation is going to be destroyed. So why would we want to increase in this nation? We're increasing in the kingdom and in the spirit, that we grow, you know, in that spirit to know what the will of the Most High is for us to do our time on this earth, right? Or our time in this kingdom. So that all things God may be glorified through Yahweh Shah, to whom be the glory and prayer and power, Slaki, and power forever and ever. Right. So we do it in Yahweh Shah's name, Christ's name, that giving God the glory, you know, forever and ever. You know, in the kingdom, that's the way it's going to be. Right. So that in all things, God may be glorified through Yahweh Shah. Exactly. That we be glorified through the Father through the Son. Right? Okay, so I got one more, and we're going to wrap it up on that. So the basic conclusion of all this can be found in 1 Peter 2:9. And let's read that. Verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, which means special, right? A special people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called ye out of the darkness into his marvelous light, right? Into these scriptures, into his word, into his holiness, you know, the covenant that God made with us. He delivered, you know, he gave his commandments to us that we may walk in the light in his wickedness, right? Because we're not in the kingdom yet. But when God sets his kingdom up, destroys his nation and sets his kingdom up, then, you know, the light will be, you know, forever on the earth, right? Let me read that again. And the conclusion is this, 1 Peter 2:9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. So we were chosen, you know, through the Father and ordained to be his chosen people, you know, to be his priesthood. A particular people, a special people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called ye out of the darkness into the light, into his marvelous light. So not the things of the world, right? We're not to be, you know, we're not to show glorify of the world, but glorify of the kingdom of Christ that's coming, the kingdom of Yahweh Shah, right? That he may be glorified. So to the other nations, seeing our light, seeing these righteous things, they know that this is the work of the Most High, right? And so we ought to have that spirit. That ye should show forth the praises of him who have called ye out of the darkness into his marvelous light. So when people see us out there teaching in our ways and by ways, bringing out this truth, that's the light of the Lord. That's the light of the Most High, you know, reflecting his glory through Yahweh Shah, that we're sending that praise, that we're out there bringing our people back, so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian, and Mexicans, back to the Most High to repent and keep these commandments so that, you know, we gather ourselves as brethren and ready ourselves for the marriage, for the bridegroom, when Christ comes back. So, you know, Israel, I hope that this was edifying for you. Like I said, it's always done to wake up our people, to let them know who we are as a nation of people. We're the chosen seeds of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God's chosen people, you know, to be the priests and preachers and kings of the earth, you know, and to bring light into the earth through Yahushua. So with that being said, again, hope this was edifying for you. As always, appreciate the listeners and for you guys tuning in, that listen to the podcast show and want to support this. Make sure that, you know, if you're coming to this truth, definitely keep listening to the podcast and, you know, keep growing in the faith and the spirit. To the one third in Israel, I say shalom to you, keeping the laws and commandments. To the priest Nakim and messengers of the Most High that are out there, you know, teaching this word and truth with sincerity, I say shalom to you, brothers. And, you know, to the 144,000 elect, I say shalom to you. Shalom, Israel. Shalom, shalom, Israel. It's your brother, Rajai, coming at you again, always being led by the Spirit, bringing out the Most High's word through Scripture. To the one-third of you, I say shalom. To the apostles and Akim out there, the preachers and teachers, teaching this word in truth and sincerity in the highways and byways, and the brothers on the videos and the podcasts, and using the social media to spread the word of the Most High, I say shalom to you. And to the avid listeners that tune in every day to the podcast, checking out these videos and being learned through edification, I say shalom to you as well. Today, you know, I wanted to talk about, you know, our people who don't want to listen to the words of the Most High. They don't want to hearken to the voice of the Lord. You know, we're going to go into scripture and break down some verses, you know, discussing that. But before, you know, before all that, I want to say to my new listeners, if you're just tuning in, you know, the purpose for this podcast and why I do this is being led and called by the Spirit to edify people, a nation of people, which is a so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian, and Mexicans that are scattered out the four corners of this earth, pushing this truth and sincerity to understand who we are as a nation of people. We are Abraham's, Isaac, and Jacob's seed through the bloodline, and the chosen children of the Most High, you know. And Jesus Christ, who the world is ignorantly called, you know, Yahushua, is our Savior for Israel only. And those are the people that are going to be saved. So, you know, always, like I said, always being led by the Spirit, it is our duty, you know, as Israelites, to teach His word, you know, in His true sincerity, to spread that message, to put that, you know, put these teachings out there so that our people can come to learn who they are, because we are the chosen people of Israel. So that's the purpose, the whole sole purpose of this podcast show and the things that I do is to edify a nation of people. With that being said, like I said, I wanted to go into scripture and talk about our people not wanting to hear the word of the Most High, you know, not hearkening to the Lord. So as you know, the word is getting out there. For most of you are paying attention to what's going on in social medias and things like that. You'll see a lot of brothers being raised up, you know, and it's truth and sincerity out there pushing that word to our people, because no one else is going to do it. None of these other nations, God's not raising up anyone else but the house of Israel. And so our people are coming back to knowing who we are through the Spirit and through the Most High, that, you know, we're awakening in these last days, paying attention to the things that are going on. And so, you know, in that process, a lot of us, you know, it says in scripture that two-thirds of our people will not listen and not hearken, and gonna be destroyed, gonna be perished, you know. man, God is only going to be dealing with the one-third of our people in the 104,000, Shalakia, the 144,000 elect of Israel that's going to lead our nation, you know, and the kingdom when God, you know, judges earth, brings destruction, and then sets up, you know, the kingdom that's going to last forever. And so, like I said, one of the biggest things is our people really taking heed to the message that's being, you know, put out there, you know, in the world. And a lot of us, well, a lot of the two-thirds of the people who listen to some of the brothers out there and the preachers and hear what they're saying, but not, you know, not grasp it in their spirit because, you know, this is not for them. This is for the one-third of the people who's God waking up, you know, who the Most High is waking up, Yahweh, who he's waking up his people. The Lord knows who he's dealing with. The Lord knows his sheep. So he's bringing that one-third back, and the two-third, you know, is getting destroyed. You know, because a lot of people, you know, though they say it, that they follow the Most High and that they love God and all these things, you cannot love the Most High, you cannot love God if you don't keep his commandments. Right? That's the act of love. It tells us, you know, if you love me, the Lord says, if you love me, then keep my commandments. You can't just say it and don't do it. You have to do it and say it. Works and faith in action. So that's what we're dealing with today in today's lesson. Let's just jump to scripture. get right into it. Psalms 119, 149. And it reads, hear my voice according to thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. Right? So in this verse, we know King David, you know, wrote a lot of songs to the Lord. And David was a man after, you know, the Most High's heart, you know. The Lord seen him as righteous and was with him, you know, from the beginning, right? So let me read that again. It says, hear my voice according to thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. So David's, you know, praying to the Most High, right, in his song. It's like a prayer that he's saying, you know, quicken me in your judgment. Quicken me in the spirit, right? According to thy judgment, because the Lord is righteous. So he's basically crying out to the Most High, strengthening me in thy truth through these scriptures, right? So through these scriptures, you know, in that dwelling and praying and fasting and all the things that that David did, you know, he was with the Lord. So, you know, that's something that our people, you know, we need to wake up and see. We need to pay attention to getting right with the Lord. And how do we do it? It's keeping God's laws and commandments. This is a righteous act that we have to continually rehearse throughout our captivity, you know, in this nation, right? Let's jump to Psalms 119, 151. And it reads, thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Okay? So the Lord, you know, is near us, right? And his commandments are true, are righteousness. So the Lord is not far from us. We keep the laws and commandments, call on him because he is true. And this is not, you know, no fairy tale. And the Bible isn't something that, you know, so-called, you know, white man wrote, right? A lot of our two-thirds of our people like to say that. That the Bible was written over and this and that and a lot of things. But you have to do things diligently. You have to research and find things out diligently. So if you're hearing this podcast, you're hearing those messages coming from our brethren and preachers out there teaching this truth, yes, you are required to do your own research diligently and find these things to be true. Because when you do, you'll start to see that all these things, you know, are proven to be true, right? So we use, you know, whenever that comes about that the Bible is written by the white man and you know, it's been rewritten and, you know, manipulated, things have been taken out. There's truth to that. But you have to do your research, right? And you'll understand and you'll come across that the Bible that a lot of the camps and the brothers use is the King James 1611 version, right? Because that was, you know, that Bible was put together by King James. King James, as we know, is a so-called black man. And we know that, you know, the Lord had moved him to do that And he, you know, when you research that, you'll find out that he had 80 different scholars, you know, that all read Hebrew texts and scripts. So, you know, it took a long process to do that. But like I said, you're not just gonna, you know, hear this and think that, you know, automatically, you know, you're gonna go and believe it. You gotta go do the research and find it to be true so that you can stand firm in your faith and the things that you're doing, you know, in the work of the Lord. So let's read that again. Thou art near, O Lord. It's Psalms 119, 151. Thou art near, O Lord, and thy commandments are true. So we know the Bible to be true. You know, we do our research, we diligently, you know, seek, we'll find that to be true, right? Psalms 119, 160, and it reads, thy word is true from beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endure forever. So we know that the word, this Bible, is true from start to beginning, from start to finish, everything written in this Bible. And anything spoken in the word of righteousness according to the Most High, you're dealing with, you know, spirituality. You know, the Most High is dealing with spiritual righteousness. So there's things that we rehearse, you know, through our earthly bodies, but it's really spiritualness that, you know, that we're practicing, because these are the things that came from the Most High. You know, and a lot of us deal with the worldly things and the carnal things. But when you get into this, you gotta be moved by the Spirit. You can't just read this and read it like a novel and, you know, kind of expect to get that understanding just by reading. You know, that Spirit has to be given to you by the Most High. And how you get that Spirit is that you do the works. You keep the commandments, pray, right? Fast, ask the Lord to deliver you understanding so that that Holy Spirit can come, can be delivered to you. You know, He can send that Holy Spirit, you know, to live within you, because our bodies are a temple, right? So it says the Holy Spirit dwells in our bodies. So to get that, you know, we have to be keeping these laws and commandments. We can't have the Lord can't have somebody doing wickedness and having understanding and teaching His words and commandments, right? If they're not keeping the laws, if they're not doing righteously, you know, because you can't take away from the word, right? You can't destroy it, but you can do everything for the word. So He's gonna lift up those righteous people that are keeping these laws and commandments. So, like I said, a lot of our people, you know, they don't want to hear the word of the Lord. You know, it doesn't come to them right away. You know, and for the most part, that's mainly the 2/3 of our people. But sometimes, you know, later on, things are revealed. You know, but you have to seek out those things. So for every time or in every situation that you find yourself dealing with, right? You go out there, majority of the people will go out there and try to find a way to resolve it on their own. The same way you gotta come into these scriptures, you gotta do that diligence, right? You gotta read, you gotta pray for that understanding. You're dealing with spirituality here. So, you know, it's much different from what you're dealing with in the world, you know? let's jump to Psalms 119, 155. Salvation is far from the wicked, but they seek, Salakia, for they seek not thy statutes, right? Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. So if you don't strive to keep the God's laws and commandments and statutes, right? God is telling us that is wickedness, and salvation is not given unto the wicked, okay? Now we have to think spiritually again, right? We have to think spiritually, what are we seeking? You know, God's laws or you know, things in this world, right? We're seeking man's approval. So for that righteousness, you know, in these scriptures, in this Bible, we have to seek out that. We have to pray, you know, to the Most High. We have to keep these commandments. We have to follow these laws because they allow us, you know, to gather in this understanding and all of, you know, the Most High's judgment and His righteousness. So we get that understanding again through keeping these laws and commandments, right? And it's the same thing. Everything that you'll hear being brought about all falls back to keeping the laws and commandments and faith in the works. You know, believing in Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. You know, believing in the Son and keeping those laws and commandments so that you can be placed on the right path, you know, because if you're in this world and you're out doing these things of this nation in this world, which is abomination in God's eyes, you're out doing wickedness. So the kingdom is not going to be given to you, right? That salvation is not going to be given to you because you're not going to have the understanding, right? The things are going to appear to you. You're going to have a double mind. You know, things are going to appear to you not right. When it comes to these scriptures, you're going to, you know, put up a barrier for you to receive that, because that's that, you know, you got those evil spirits, those demons on you, you know, if you're not dealing in this word, right? So in order to stay clear from that, you have to get into these scriptures. You have to believe through faith, right? You have to believe through faith and let that spirit, you know, dwell in you so that God can bring you understanding, okay? Let's jump to the book of Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's very, you know, very common, very deep, though. You know, that scripture. Let's read it again. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but the fools despise wisdom and instruction. So we know, you know, through scripture that instruction is wisdom, right? But disobedience is, disobedience is folly, right? And when it comes to these scriptures, that much more is it important, because now we're dealing with something spiritual. We're not dealing with just carnal things, right? We're dealing with a spiritualness. So even more so to those things that are coming out of the Bible, the obedience and the keeping these laws and commandments, and to having that faith in Yahweh Shah, right? Who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ, that, you know, the saints, you know, their patience is waiting in the Lord, all right? So the fear of the Most High is wise, and if you fear God and you obey Him and His laws, knowing that God gives instruction and correction to guide us in His love and His love for us, right? But a foolish person is going to reject knowledge and say that and say to themselves, you know, I want to do what I want to do. This is my life, right? You only live once. But we know, like I said, according to the scripture, that this attitude is a rebellion against the Most High. It's a rebellion against God. God's telling you something that here, you know, this is how you ought to be righteous. And this is how, you know, you ought to be seen among the other nations, because, you know, God's not dealing with all the other nations. He's dealing with, you know, the chosen nation, chosen people, which is Israelites, which is the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indian. That's who he's dealing with. He's dealing with you, right? So if you're an Israelite, you know that the Lord is only talking to you and you only, you know, because these other nations, they have their God that they serve, you know, they serve that wickedness, you know, and they can't, when you really get into it spiritually and you get that understanding, you know that it's, they can't serve the Most High, you know, the way that, you know, Israelites can, you know, and they're forever going off, you know, and we were going off at a time. But we were, you know, ordained. We were given those commandments and that covenant with the Most High. And that's why He's been gracious with us. You know, He knows that we want to go off and knows these things. But He's dealing with us in patience. But, you know, there had to be all these things prophesied to come about so that He can bring us back, you know, to Him. And that we can have that salvation. Because this is the, you know, this is the Lord's plan. Contrary to belief, you guys are out there listening to Drake and believing that God's plan, you know, God's plan, right? And that music and the things that are worldly, but that's worldly nature, you know? And God's plan is to save His chosen, right? We know that through scripture. We know that through the Bible, all right? Jump down to Proverbs 151:32, and it reads, "He who gives discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding." So let me, Shalaki, let me read that again. Proverbs 15:32. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding. And that's very deep. And what that's saying is, so when you take heed to the wise instruction, you value life and understanding. But when you care not, you know, for instruction, wise instruction, you despise your own life. You don't care what happens. You know, you don't care what happens to you. And these scriptures are wise teachings and instructions, you know? And they're delivered, you know, and they're from the Most High. And that makes them, like I said, that makes them even more important. So it's more important that we heed to the laws and commandments that God given us. Right? Because he's a creator. He knows what's good for us. You know, too many people want to go out there and think that we know what's good for us. And it's our life, right? And if we hear these we hear these commandments, we hear these teachings, the reason why we have the two-thirds of our people have a problem with it is because it interrupts, right? It interferes with their worldly, you know, pleasures and the things that they're doing in the world, you know, that's making them feel like, okay, this is great, you know, they're having a good time. It interrupts that. It tells them, like, look, you know what I'm saying? You got to stop doing these wicked things. And some of the people, you know, some of the two-thirds of the people or the two-thirds of the people would say, well, what's so bad about this or what's so bad about that? Because it's, you know, it's wicked in the Most High's eyes. That's why it's so bad. If the Lord says it's wrong, right? The Lord says don't do it, then don't do it. You know, simple as that. Same thing with your parents. You know, when you're growing up, your parents tell you to don't do something. They're doing it for your embeddement, to make you a better, when you grow up, to make you a better person, you know? Make you a better man or a woman. The same thing with the Lord, is to make you a better spiritual person, right? In this world, in this captivity, but we know that, you know, this nation is gonna be destroyed. We know that through scripture, right? So the Lord's telling you to hold on, to have faith, to wait, to keep my laws and commandments, and I will deliver you. The salvation is already there, you know, for the one-third of us who will, you know, ultimately, you know, follow these laws and commandments and keep God's word, you know, because those are the wise. I'm going to read it one more time. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding, right? That's a very, you know, very, very, very strong, powerful verse there, you know? So in hearing this, you really, you know, whether you like it or not, you really have to heed to it. But we know that two-thirds of our people are not going to do that. We know automatically because the things they're doing right now, you know, they're having their reward. You know, to them, this world is their reward. You know, this chaos, this wickedness, this running out and partying, this, you know, joining hands with other nations and being a part of their wickedness and celebrating all the abominable holidays that they have and things of that nature. All this stuff is wickedness in the Most High eyes, man. We have to understand that. But for the two-thirds, like I said, our people are not going to hear. I'm going to wrap it up on this note. Ecclesiastes 12:13. When all has been heard, the conclusion of the matter is this. Fear God and keep his commandments, because this is the whole duty of man, right? This is our purpose in life. So think about it. Here's the Most High, Yahweh, telling us, our nation of people. You know, we walk around here and we want to know what's the meaning of life or what's the purpose of life, you know? And every one of us, you know, at some point in our life, or maybe we haven't come to that conclusion, but we wonder, what's the purpose of life? And we think of going out here, having a good job, you know, setting up our family, being a good man, you know, being a good husband to our wives, being a good father to our children, to our daughters, right? Doing what's right for them, putting them through college, you know, making sure they're straight so that they can have a successful life. We think that that's the purpose in life. But, you know, according to this scripture, according to the word of the Most High, our purpose is not to prosper, you know, under this wicked nation, under this, you know, society. So we have to be storing our treasures in heaven, right? And how do we do that is by keeping these laws and commandments, right? Because the Lord is going to reward us. Keeping these laws and commandments, believing in the Most High, believing in the Son, Yahweh Shai, through faith and through works, you know, going out there teaching in the highways and byways, being a messenger of the Most High, right? Telling people, you know, telling our family, telling our friends, telling people that are in the nation of the Israelites to repent and turn back to the Most High, right? Because hearing this is good. Hearing this is good news. That's the good news. And so, you know, to be an Israelite and to know that the salvation is for you, you know, we want to be out there telling our fellow brethren, our nation of people, because this captivity and everything we've been under, you know, for all these centuries, you know, generation after generation, the oppression, you know, that's all we really know, you know. But the Lord hasn't left us, right? And the Lord still requires us to keep these laws and to honor Him and to give Him praise and to repent from our evil ways, right? This sinful nation and anything that we're doing in this nation, if it's not according to the Most High, if it's not in these scriptures, you know, we need to be doing this. We need to be keeping these laws. So the conclusion is to keep God's law, right? To keep God's law is our sole purpose in life, you know? And read it again. When all has been heard, the conclusion of the matter is this. For God, Shalakia, fear God and keep His commandments, because this is the whole duty of man, right? So with that said, we have an understanding. And for those of you who have ears, you know, to hear, right? For those of you who bear witness, as the Spirit bears witness, it is true. You know what I'm saying? That's what we know to be true. You know, and if you're Israelite, so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Mexican, Seminole Indian, this is directly talking to you. You know, for the other nations, you know, like I said, that they serving their own God. You know, Most High isn't dealing with the nations. He's dealing with Israel. And so with that being said, you know, we understand that a lot of our people are not going to hearken to the Most High. We know that. But does that mean that we still don't go out there and try to reach our people? No. We still go out there. I still put the videos and, you know, talk to family members and friends and people of our nation to tell them that the kingdom is for the Israelites, to tell them to repent. You know, we do that every day. You know, we put off our old self and we do that every day, you know, whether they forbear it or not. So if you're keeping these laws, you're Israelite, you know, shalom to you and blessings. But if you're not, you need to repent. You need to repent, you know, and don't put it to haste or tarry on it. Shalakia, don't tarry on it. But turn around today. Turn that over to the Most High today. Repent and start keeping these laws and commandments. And with that being said, I say shalom to you, Israel, to the avid listeners that are listening, you know, to be edified in the truth. I say shalom to you. To 144,000 that are being awakened, you know, in these last days. I say shalom to you. And to the brothers in Achaim and apostles out there teaching on the highways and byways, I say shalom. Shalom, shalom, Israel. It's your brother, Rajai, coming at you again. Always being led by the Spirit through truth and sincerity, bringing out the words of the Most High. To you, I say shalom, Israel, to the one-thirds keeping God's laws and commandments, to your best ability, and to the apostles and prophets and preachers and teachers of the Most High that are teaching this word in truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you. And to our 144,000 elect that are being woken up in these last days, I say shalom to you. And to our avid listeners of the house of Israel that are listening in edification, I say shalom to you. Today on the podcast, what I wanted to bring out, you know, was going into who the Israels are, bringing out scripture in that, and also tying in the salvation is for the Israelites and the Israelites only. So there's going to be two different breakdowns, but I'm going to bring out the scriptures and kind of connect those two in today's podcast. So, you know, as always, before beginning the show, just to give a, you know, summary for what the show is and why I do it for our new listeners. Basically, I do this to edify a nation of people, because we're now in the last days. If people are not paying attention to the things going on and under this nation, we'll see that, you know, a lot of things God is bringing His prophecies, fulfilling the last times. So we can notice that in a lot of the things that are going on. And a lot of our brethren and people in this faith and Israelites that are in the faith, you know, believing in the Most High and Yahweh Shai's Son, that are out being raised up, teaching and preaching to our brethren, our people, you know, our so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indian, and Mexican out there. So we are the chosen seed of Israel. Abraham, through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, were our forefathers, you know, our forefathers, and you know, the world continues to deny the fact of who we are, fight against us, to say that we're not who we are, who God has ordained us to be. We're God's chosen people. So this is why they fight so hard for us not to have that understanding and not to give us that acknowledgement, because they don't want us to know who we are. Because once we come together and know who we are, you know, they're finished. But it doesn't matter. The Lord is bringing us all, gathering his 1/3 of people, and going to bring us together and save us from destruction of this nation. So that is the purpose of my podcast and the things I put out on video. All purpose to edify a nation of people, that we are God's chosen people, and bringing it out through scripture and spirit. So with that being said, what I want to do, jumping right into it, is bring out some of the curses and through scripture that only applies to our nation of people. For those who, you know, don't understand or just coming into this truth, you know, having first heard, you know, that we're Israelites and wanting to get more understanding, or just giving that understanding to you, you got to understand that you're not Black, right? You're not African American. You're an Israelite, and Israelite has 12 tribes. So the so-called Black, the so-called Blacks are from the tribe of Judah or Benjamites, or Levites, right? And then that's the southern tribes, and then the northern tribes are, you know, most are Latino and Hispanic nations of people, which, you know, they're God-given names under the Bible. But we'll get into that in another podcast. But today, I'm just gonna go over, you know, who the Israelites are through scripture, and then the salvation that's you know, for the Israelites and the Israelites only as a nation of people. So let's go ahead, go down into verse, the scripture, Deuteronomy 28:37, and it says, "And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee." So through scripture and through things that it came about to be that are in today's society, who are the nation of people that are, you know, an astonishment or a byword, who are not recognized for their nation of people who they are, the so-called Blacks, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indians, and Mexicans, right? Those are all the nation of people, or the people, you know, so-called, that are classified as those nation of people, that are given these bywords and these names that are they're not. Like African-American, we're not Africans, and we're not Americans. Right? And we know that through scripture. So we're bywords to the society, to other nations who know who we are, but they continue to push, you know, these terms on us, these given names that they gave us, to keep us in sin and to keep us from knowing who we are. So we have to come into a belief, you know, and we're in the information day, so a lot of stuff, you know, is being brought out, you know, through their own devices, through the internet, right? Stand in Deuteronomy 28, let's jump down to 41. "Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity," right? So you're looking at history, and these things are proven. You look in the history of the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, Seminole Indians, were always the people that were oppressed, right? And it says, "They shall beget sons and daughters, but they shall not enjoy them." So even when we first came to this land, we were sold into captivity through the Atlantic trade slave, right? They sold us, brought us over on those ships, and they sold us for slavery, for bondage, right? Bond men and bond women. You know, and they had no concern whether mother or child, father or daughter. You know, whoever, you know, wanted to pay, whoever had the money to buy, you know, they sold us to that slave owner. you know, when they separated families, and they do that today, right? Look at the look at the president. You know, the president Donald Trump, that's, you know, in office today. The Lord put him in that office for a position that he's using. The Lord is working through, because he's bringing these curses. Well, he's bringing these prophecies to pass. So he's doing, the president is doing things that God already ordained that's going to happen. That already prophets have prophesied in the Bible that's going to happen. So what's going on is that we're seeing these things, you know, come to pass in today's society, right? So the Bible is basically, you know, our heritage, telling us who we are and who we serve, which is the Most High, Yahweh. You know, that's our God, the God of Israel. And so, because of our sin, because we went off, because we worshiped other gods back in the ancient days, right? He set his face against us and gave us to our enemies, sold us into our enemies. So we were delivered into our enemies, right? Not for destruction, right? Because we brought the Most High to wrath, to anger, right? So, in justification, teaching us a lesson, and so that, you know, in our captivity, we remember who we are. And that's what's happening today. And like I said, the president is building a wall, and throwing the Mexicans out of their own land, right? And separating families, putting their families in FEMA camps, and you know, separating child from mother, right? Or child from father, you know, and not even keeping a record. Don't even know, you know, where the parents are going, right? And so the kids are in these camps with no mothers and fathers. That's happening now, right? Also, slave trade today is basically the jail systems, right? The drug systems that they have set up, the marijuana, coke, crack, imprisonment, opioids, is a mental health issue, you know, and they're putting these, you know, this whole structure of what they're doing is all for the benefit and for the supremacy, right? To keep us, you know, to keep us from having anything, and to keep us away from the Most High, right? So they try to oppress us, or they continue to oppress us and create these systems, these jail systems. A lot of times falsely accuse us and unjustly rule over us, right? For these heinous crimes. But, you know, here we see that the opioids things happening to their nation, so-called Esau, not so-called Esau, but Esau, who's so-called known as the white man, they're having those things now fall upon them with the opioids crisis, right? You know, and they're now saying it's a mental health issue instead of a drug epidemic, instead of it, you know, being something that, you know, happened to our people in the 80s when they threw the drugs in our neighborhood and called us, you know, drug addicts and heathens. Not heathens, but called us drug addicts, right? They're the heathens, Slakia. So that's what's going on, and we can see that, you know, in the communities and things that's going on today, right? Jump down to 43, Deuteronomy 28:43. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. So that was prophesizing that has passed as well, right? You know, we were in our land of Israel, you know, when God brought us out of Egypt. When the Most High brought us out of Egypt, he gave us our land for inheritance. But like I said, we sinned against the Most High, right? We forsaken him. We forsook him. And we went off after other nations. And God is punishing us. So he removed us from our homeland. Now he brought an enemy, our enemy against us. They were at a low state. Now they're above us. And Salakia passing these laws of abomination. And we're almost forced, or we're, you know, forced to have to, you know, in order to survive, to be under their rules and regulations, right? Their justice systems, their injustice systems, that oppress our nation of people, right? Let me read it again. The stranger, Deuteronomy 28:43. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low, right? And who are we in the society today, right? We're the children of God, but we're at the lowest state that we can, you know, in society. And it's set up because of Esau, the so-called white man, that's doing all these things to us and not of, you know, not allowing us, you know, fair justice, right? His system doesn't reward us, right? Deuteronomy 28:43, just reading off more of the curses. He shall lend thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. Exactly. The bank systems, right? Who lends us, or who has establishments or banks around the world, right? When we want to go get a loan, we want to go get a mortgage for a house, right? Who's the supplier of the economic system that's based off of? Esau system. So we don't have our own bank systems. We don't have our own economy, right? They tore that down. Deuteronomy 28, verse 44, Slaki, 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. Right? So all these curses, basically that I just read off to you, or not all of them, but well, all the curses, but the ones I read off to you, you know, they're all a sign, you know, upon the nation of Israel, that they shall be a sign and a wonder. So like, yeah, upon thy seed forever. So upon the generations of our people, you know, these curses only fit us. So they're to us as a sign, right? Verse 50, Deuteronomy 28, verse 50, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard thy person of old, nor favor thy young. Again, another curse, right? So does the system, you know, taking heed the old or the young? Do they do justice to the old or the young? You look at the crimes that they're committing against us, and now they got these synthetic black masks that they're putting out. That's actually Esau's, the so-called white man, is going on committing these murders and crimes with a black mask. You know, portraying these crimes as Israelites, as the so-called black people. But you know, they know that black people are not doing these crimes like this. They're doing mass murders, shootings, you know, walking into banks, you know, without just, you know, open, kind of showing their face, showing the mask or whatever, because they're trying to push that agenda, right? These race wars. And that's what's going on now. I'm going to read a couple more curses, and then we're going to jump into the salvation being for Israel and why. Deuteronomy 28:15. But it shall come to pass that if thou not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee to this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and overtake thee. Verse 16. Curse shall be in the city, and curse shall be in the field. Right? So all those things apply to us. So these curses, because we didn't hearken to the Most High, and we've forsaken him and left his commandments, you know, that these curses have, for the two-thirds, have overtaken them, right? For our one-third that still keep the commandments, you know, God's not letting those curses overtake us, but for the majority of the house of Israel, a lot of them are being overtaken by these curses. Verse 25, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten in thy enemy. Before thy enemies, right? Aren't we getting shot in the streets? Aren't we getting killed? Are we still being hung, you know, back in the day and now in today's society? There's recent, you know, videos out there that is showing a lot of our people, you know, just being cold-blooded murdered, you know, cold-blooded murder to our people, you know. Thou shalt go one way against thy enemy and flee seven ways before them. One shall be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth, right? So we're around the four corners of the earth, and our oppressors are oppressing us. Not just, you know, Esau's the main one, but we're being oppressed by these other nations as well. They come over and they benefit off of, you know, our hard labor. We built this country up, right? They kick us out. They create justice systems that, you know, basically keep us oppressed, and they throw the crimes and the drugs in the neighborhoods to perpetuate their agenda for us, to dehumanize us, you know, demoralize us, to bring us down to a lower state, You know, but the Most High is coming back, and that's where the salvation is coming in. That's why the salvation is for Israel, because these other nations are not being oppressed. What you got to understand is that people say that all the people are going to be saved, but what are these other nations being saved from? This is their heaven. They're in a good place. They're in a good state of being. You know, aren't they driving around wealthy, but and the elite of the you know, world are you know, stealing billions and billions of dollars through the system that they set up, and these taxes and paying all it and all this ludicrous things, where they're robbing from the poor and taking this money and just, you know, destroying the earth. You know, they're destroying the earth. Their businesses, their companies, you know, the labor, all these things that they're doing, polluting the ozone layer, you know, the chemtrails, all those things are happening through the power of, you know, these leaders that are oppressing us, you know. But God gave us over to these nations because, we sinned. We didn't keep these laws and commandments. We forsook them. So because of that, you know, the salvation has to be for us, because God's going to bring us back. You know, the remnant of us, you know, that are, you know, rising up today, the remnant of the 1/3, 144,000 elect, document priests that are out there teaching the truth and sincerity, the Lord is bringing us back. And salvation is for Israel and Israel only, right? Well, mainly for the 1/3, because the 2/3 are not going to hearken. Let me get one more scripture on the cursing, and then we'll go into the salvation. Get a good one here. Deuteronomy 28:36. The Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers know or have known, and there shall they serve other gods and of wood and stone. Right? Again, another, you know, prophecy that's happening that you see today. And what are the things we worship? The Christianity, the false religion. And they celebrate the Christmas. And, you know, the celebration of, like I said, Christmas, and putting up a tree and giving gifts and ornaments and all those other things is idolatry, right? The stone is for Islam, you know, Muslims. If they walk around the Kaaba, you know, 7 times, kiss the stone, they're worshiping a rock. It says, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. Right. So we're serving a nation that is not for our people, that does not hold the laws of the Most High. Right. This nation, this United States of Babylon the Great, does not, you know, they say in God we trust, but they're not trusting the Lord. You know, this is captivity, and they serve all type of wickedness and, you know, unrighteousness, right? So the salvation has to be for, you know, Israel, right? Because we're the ones that are oppressed here. We're the ones not able to worship our, you know, God, the God of Israel, Yahweh, in full magnitude, right? We're oppressed, and every time we do, we're, you know, a lot of us, you know, are ridiculed, are cut down. Some even killed for the faith, you know. But the Lord is rising us up, and those who stay faithful in the truth are going to be delivered out of this wickedness and get the kingdom of heaven and get that salvation. So we have to endure this. So there, through the curses, we know who we are. That so-called black man, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indian are the Israelites, the true seeds of Abraham. Now, the people in that land now, right, those are fakes. Those are Edomites. Right, those are Amalekites. You know, we got to know our nation of people, who we are, and who we're referred to as in the Bible. And the Bible has every nation of people, you know, and they change the names to cause the confusion, so that, you know, when people look in today or look in society today, that they don't recognize who they are, because a lot of us don't, you know, read the Bible. But we have to come back to the Most High. We have to read the Bible. We have to keep these laws and commandments. though Esau made it so that there would be a lot of confusion in the Bible, you know, God's word is still coming out. You know, though he published and rewritten and taken out a lot of books out of the Bible, you know, when you do your research and when you are led by the Spirit, you'll find that the King James Version, 1611, is the most accurate Bible on the planet, right? With, it has both the Apocrypha and the King James Version, which was not altered. So, yes, you know, God's still bringing his word out, and that's the Bible we use to, whenever we, you know, teach, and whenever we bring out, you know, scripture, we use that Bible because it's accurate to the truth, you know. So there we know that these are the curses, who we are as a nation of people, right? So we're now going into the salvation, because salvation is for us, because we're the oppressed ones. And it says in Psalms 14:17, Oh, that thy salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. You know, and who's in captivity today? Like I said, we're under the curses, we're in oppression, so the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, and similar Indian are the ones in captivity, right? Psalms 119:174, I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. You know, so who was the law given to? Right? The law wasn't given to any other nation but the Israelites. You'll find that in the Bible. What laws do the other nations follow, right? Slakia, what laws do we follow in this nation now? And who is ruling the earth? So the laws that we're following, you know, mainly 2/3% of a lot of us, you know, we're following the laws of this land that's placed under this society. You know, that, you know, there's over 2,000 laws that we have to follow, you know, under this structure, but we don't, you know, we don't go against the laws of the Most High. So we have to, you know, under, you know, our condition and the situation, you know, so that we don't allow the curse to overcome us and be, you know, unrightfully justified by not upholding, you know, the laws that are righteous in this land, or the laws that, you know, don't interfere with us breaking our commandments of the Most High. Yeah, we have to follow those laws because we're under the captivity, right? We're not in our own land. So, you know, to an extent, we have to follow those laws. But not the abominations and not the things that are wickedly, you know, like, you know, they made gay marriage and lesbians, LBG, and now they're doing the pedophile thing and all these laws, they're passing abominations that they're, you know, that they're putting out there. We don't have to follow those laws. I'll bring out a couple more verses for you and then we'll wrap it up. Ecclesiastes 17:17. For in division of nations of the whole earth, he set a ruler in every people, but Israel is the Lord's portion. So again, there you go. The Lord's portion is Israel. The laws are given to Israel. Salvation is for Israel. So in the whole context of the Bible, it's only referring to the Israelites, which is the so-called Black, Hispanic, Native American, and Seminole Indians, right? We read that in Ecclesiastes 17:17. And the other nations have their princes and kings and rulers, right? They worship man, right? A lot of them that rule over them are men, you know. They don't have they don't serve a God, or they don't serve the Most High. They don't serve the Most High. They serve their own gods, their own man-made, you know, idols and kings that are placed before them. Isaiah 45:7, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. So, again, and Isaiah is telling us that our salvation is for Israel, and we're not to be ashamed of this, you know? And the people that are hearing the podcast, or that, you know, may come across a lot of the brothers that are teaching, may be confounded or confused by this, because a lot of people believe in that, you know, that lie that, you know, that Jesus came to save, Jesus would Slakia, Yahawashah, right, has come to save, you know, his people. You know, salvation is for the Israelites. Jesus, who the ignorant, who the world ignorant calls, right? Yahawashah, who the world ignorant calls Jesus. they are, you know, putting that lie out there that, you know, the Most High, or Shalakia, that Yahweh Shai is coming back to save all the nations. For God so, you know, the John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he given his only begotten son. But that's for the nation of Israel. That's for the people of Israel, because the Bible is only dealing with, you know, Israelites. So, you have to have understanding. Isaiah 46:13, I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry. I will place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. Right? Another precept, they have it again. Again stating who the salvation is for. It's for the Israelites. And it's not as far off as we believe it to be. You know, if we're following these scriptures and looking at these times, you know, that are at end, you know, Jesus, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus, Shalakia, Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus, is coming back to save his people. Right? Let's read it again. Or let's jump down to Isaiah 56:1. Thus says the Lord, keep ye my judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness is to be revealed. So Yahweh Shai is coming back. The salvation is for Israel. This we know. We define who the salvation is for. We define what nation of people, you know, are the true Israelites, right? And we define why, you know, the Most High, why Yahweh Shai is coming back for his people. Because we fell away from the Lord, right? We fell away. We were created, you know, the earth was created for our purpose, right? But we went off, we sinned against the Most High, so we had a falling away. But the Lord's coming back. That's the salvation. The Lord is coming back to redeem his people. And his people are the Israelites, not these other nations. The other nations are going in captivity. So we know through Bible, right? Through the spoken prophets, the prophets moved by the Spirit of the Most High that were put in these men, you know, in these books that are you know, collected together, is an instruction for the Israelites. So whenever somebody outside the nation tries to come in and try to teach it, you know, our people, you know, this and that, they can't do it. They don't have that spirit with them. The Lord's not dealing with you. You're not an Israelite. The Most High is not dealing with you. And you tell a spirit by a person, you know, through what they do in their actions, right? And their spirit reveals them to be, right? The fruit, you know, the tree bears the fruit. So your action, your deeds, and your spirit, you know, is seen through you in your actions. So if you come against his word, we know that, you know, either you're lacking understanding, you know, because a lot of our people in the two-thirds, you know, are in denial and won't hear the word because, you know, point blank or the moral story is that, you know, there's two-thirds of people God's not going to be dealing with, you know, because he knows that they're not going to listen. You know, their spirit is off, and, you know, that's just how it is. But for the one-third of our people, you know, and we've been scattered throughout the earth, so, you know, the spirit of our people, we have that confusion of faith. There could be, you know, Israelites out there that have confusion of faith, meaning that he might not look like an Israelite, right? Like the so-called, you know, black man, but their spirit can bear witness, and you can tell by their spirit. So that's what it means to be confusion of faith. And the Israelite, and God only deals in spirit anyway. Like God deals in spirit. You know, if you're not dealing with this Bible, if you're not bearing witness to this truth, then you're going off, one. And the other thing is that it's not for you. You know, if this doesn't, you know, rejoice in your spirit, then, you know, there's something, you know, you got either the devil's on you, or, you know, the spirit that is not of the Most High, you know, is fighting that, or God is not bringing you into the fold. Plain and simple. So with that being said, Israel, one-third of you that are keeping these laws and commandments, I say shalom to you. To our brethren in Achaim, priests out there preaching in truth and sincerity, I say shalom to you. And to 144,000 elect that are being woken up in these last days and times, coming back to the Most High and out there preaching this word, I say shalom to you. Shalom, Israel.